Hey everybody, and welcome to another show of BitNote. I've got some nice video game music lined up. So to start with, let's play a track from an interesting game that's called Lollipop Chainsaw. So have a listen and hope you enjoy. This track is called Love for My Insane Lover, which, as I describe more about the game, is very apt for some of the themes that the game explores, so to speak. And what you just heard there was Love for My Insane Lover. It is from the game Lollipop Chainsaw, and the music was composed by Akira Yamaoka, who's made a lot of great game music, and the game was developed by Grasshopper Manufacturer, and who's made a lot of great games, and especially collaborated with Sine Moro, whose music I played on the game before. Grasshopper Manufacturer is also known for Suda51, who is one of the few auteur game designers, who is basically a single crazy individual who's made a lot of great games like Killer7 and so forth. So, Lollipop Chainsaw, what exactly is it about? Well, the game begins as you are a cheerleader. It is your 18th birthday, you are excited, you are going to school, and you apparently go to school in full cheerleader outfit regalia because apparently your school doesn't have changing rooms or something, but you're excited to go to school. It is your 18th birthday and you're excited for your, you know, boyfriend who's going to be there meeting you, and then you, as you're on your way to school, cycling along, suddenly zombies show up. Yes, zombies. You know, you're a typical American teen and now suddenly you're dealing with zombies. Now, unlike how you'd imagine most cheerleaders to deal with on encountering zombies, instead of doing anything such as screaming or panicking or phoning the parents, what she does instead is take out a gigantic chainsaw out of her bag, which she was carrying around for some reason, and then does her best to completely obliterate the zombies that are getting in her way, using the chainsaw in most creative ways possible and occasionally her pom-poms if she actually wants to try to more stunning attack. She then tries to blast her way through the zombies. It's later revealed she comes from a family of zombie hunters instantly, and has more and more zombie heads go flying. I suddenly look back and saying the high school she goes to is called San Romero High. Ah, that's so silly. How did I not get that at first? And then she continues going after the zombies. But then what about her boyfriend? What's going on there? Well, she manages to get to him mostly in time, and in fairness, she does manage to get ahead in that regard, and basically, in some fashion, the boyfriend follows around for the rest of the adventure. However, it turns out there's more than just zombies going on, because apparently there's a demonic ritual, and it's apparently all done by this goth kid who wants destruction on the earth and blah 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 and demons and stuff. And basically, she's going around through the high school and various other areas in the locality, dealing with all these gigantic demons to try to deal with stop some end of the world stuff. But in the meantime, she's just blasting through a lot of zombies. And that is the game, Lollipop Chainsaw, a game where a cheerleader fights zombies. And it's pretty good. So I found, you know, it's tricky getting the right combat and pressing the right buttons and trying to figure out exactly how to decapitate the zombies in the best way possible, and you get these coins for upgrades and stuff. But there is actually a bit more to it than that. Well, not much. Before I talk more, why don't I play another track from the game? This track is called Mirrorball Madhouse. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
you just heard there was Mirable Madhouse. It is from the game Lollipop Chainsaw, which, as I said, was developed by Grasshopper Manufacturer, and the composer was Akira Yamaoka, who's done, like I said, a lot of great classic video game tracks, including stuff like going back to the original Sparkstar Rocket Knight Adventures, Contra, all the way through to stuff like Silent Hill, and, of course, more recently, other Suda51 games such as Killer is Dead. So, Lollipop Chainsaw is a fun, very bright and colourful game. I got it for one specific reason, because it looked actually fun. I know that sometimes, you know, games can be a little too realistic or gritty, so I just wanted something where, you know, you're a chainsaw, you're beating zombies, who the heck cares about realism, we're just having a bit of fun. You notice that the music there seems to come from slightly different, you know, earlier era, almost sort of like 70s, and it's actually sort of makes sense for most of the game, because there's a lot of time discontinuity. For instance, the father of the main character seems to be styled very much like over a 50s archetype, and meanwhile there's a computer there that's actually that looks more like from the 90s, and then she's got a mobile phone, but the phone is actually built into her whole chainsaw, so I really don't know what's going on there. But yeah, it seems very weird. I think it's kind of like a Japanese view of what America is meant to be like, or some stylized view, so who knows exactly what was intentional, who knows what was genuine misunderstanding. Saying that Suda51 was basically the guy making this game, he's a Japanese guy, is kind of a bit disingenuous, because he also collaborated with a filmmaker called James Gunn. James Gunn is known for other films such as Super, and Scooby-Doo movies, and Tromeo movies, and then more recently he was known for a slightly more highly vaunted Guardians of the Galaxy. As you can see, this game was made before he managed to hit that success, but it's still kind of funny looking back and when people were talking about it, saying, oh, who's this James Gunn guy, and now pretty much, I don't know what he's going to move on to next, but he certainly hit the high profile on this one. I don't know exactly what he contributed to this game, but I have a feeling it was part of it was the soundtrack. As you can hear, some of it was composed by Akira, but there was also a fair bit of licensed music, and I think there's a pretty good selection too. For instance, there's the main theme of the cheerleader is, of course, Mickey. Yes, oh Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. That happens whenever you get fully powered up, and then you're able to perform special attacks, and it's a really nice, you know, energetic track, and also because the track is actually very much connected with cheerleaders as well. Tony Basil originally recorded in 1981. It was a gender swap version of a previous song, and the music video is one of the first to contain choreographed dance moves, because basically she was outfitted as a cheerleader and they all provided a whole load of cheerleader stunts to make up the bulk of the music video. Then of course its association with cheerleaders was strengthened when it was used on the soundtrack for Bring It On, a cheerleader movie, and that version of Mickey was actually made by our very own Bewitched, so there you go. There are other tracks in the game as well. For instance, one whole gigantic stage in the game takes place in an arcade. And despite the fact that arcades have kind of decreased in the 90s and they're still kind of around in these days, of course, when people talk about arcades, it's automatically referring back to the 80s when they were like hugely popular and things were a little, you know, everything was very like digital and, you know, basically low-res graphics and stuff. And of course, that's what it's styled off, and you're able to make it through this whole arcade game level. But then, of course, you get to the top and then, you know, Simon and Garcia, you know, Pac-Man Fever music plays. I've played that track on this show before. It was a pop hit. And yeah, it was just fun just to hang around in that stage and just listen to that song play around in the background. And there's also an interesting song which I hadn't heard before, which is all about how a kid is obsessed with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise stuff. I assume that track was either made in the 90s or is highly referencing something that happened in the 90s, because you don't get kids quite as obsessed with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles these days as you do back then, but listening to it back then, it just took it all back about how when you're a kid you can get totally obsessed with these sort of things, you know, in a manner of speaking. And so, that is Lollipop Chainsaw, a game in which you are a cheerleader, you have a giant chainsaw, you deal with a lot of zombies terrorizing your high school, and you have to deal with a whole lot of demonic stuff, and a bit of support from your family, who are actually generally giving you, and your sisters, who tend to actually remember that, yes, it's your birthday, and they, while they're trying to save the world as well, they tend to actually give you your birthday present, which I think is pretty instance, and emphasizes the importance of having a tight-knit family and dealing with whatever troubles face you in life, be they relationship troubles or gigantic hordes of zombies. Well, I'm in the game. This track is called Is the Boss Thing of Lewis, who's kind of like this whole like rocker, and it's like pretty much all the bosses, like I said, are kind of based off the archetype, like a hippie or like I said, an English punk rocker or like a Viking god or something. And this guy is more like a standard like 50s rocker. So this is called the Lewis Legend Boss Battle. Like I said, it is from Lollipop Chainsaw, also by Akira. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. Well, that was, of course, from Lollipop Chainsaw by Grasshopper Manufacture. All right, so I'm going to move on to one other, I think, last track. And this is from a puzzle game that I played on the Sega Game Gear. Now, I don't know if you remember or not, but back then in the 90s, Nintendo releasing their Game Boy, they'd be a complete success. But Sega also tried to release their competitor, the Game Gear. And they tried to make it, for instance, by having much brighter graphics and much brighter screen, which came with the trade-off that it would, even with 6 AA batteries, it would last about maybe an hour at most, or at least it would be an hour before the low battery indicator light started flashing. And that's why basically a wall powered adapter would be something I'd always use, and then that would really only last 6 months, so there you go. The Game Gear was a pretty cool console, and when Sega were trying to compete with the Nintendo, they also tried to compete in terms of game, and that's where the game Columns comes in. Columns was developed as a way of basically trying to capitalize on Tetris. Instead of just having, you know, a bunch of blocks that interlock, this would be a row of 3 colorful blocks, each with different colors, showing off the bright colors, and you'd bring them down, and the idea was you try to get a row of those 3 blocks of the same color, and just like I said, like with Tetris, they keep coming down, you have to keep removing them by basically lining them up. Only with Columns, you couldn't rotate the blocks, they just come down as a column, hence the name, and basically you could rearrange the order of the three yellow blocks inside the column, and that's how you try to match it, position it, and try to get them all matching up so you could get rid of it and just have success. And also, they'd be pretty cool. So I played the Game Gear version of Columns, and I thought it was pretty cool. And it was a fun game. And of course, that music. Boy, that music. So I'm going to play it from you now. This is Clotho. It is from the Game Gear version of Columns, composed by Takuhiro Uwabu. And he's made a lot of classic Sega tunes, including music from Afterburner, Fantasy Zone, Alex Kidd, Miracle World, and many others. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy. And by the way, if anyone's taking part in Game Jam, all the best, and hope you enjoy.